Hello, and welcome to Being Well. I'm Rick Hansen, a psychologist and author who studies how we can change our brains and our minds for the better. In this episode, we're continuing our monthly theme of supporting yourself with an experiential practice that's designed to give you a greater sense of self-compassion. Compassion simply is the wish that a being not suffer, typically combined with a feeling of sympathetic or tender concern. For many people, it's much easier to feel compassion for others than it is to feel compassion for themselves. That's unfortunate because, as a lot of research shows, self-compassion actually makes us stronger, more able to bounce back from difficulty, more successful at work and in our relationships, and have a greater sense of worth for ourselves. In this practice, we'll use a few simple methods to tap into the benefits of self-compassion, to make it easier for your brain to bring that same quality of interest, friendliness, support, and concern to yourself that you bring to others. Okay, here we go. So, I'd like to do a practice here now with self-compassion. So as I've said before, in terms of practices, feel free to adapt my suggestions to your own needs. Feel really free to focus on one particular aspect of this practice as we go ahead or go forward with other parts of it. So we'll do this in three steps, and you can do it with your eyes open or closed and take all the time you like with it. In the first step, bring to mind one or more beings that you know cares about you. It could be people in your life today or in your past. Could be humans, could be pets. Pets are wonderful animal companions like cats or dogs or other animals. Could be a spiritual being or sense of force. You might even get a sense of the natural world altogether caring for you and supporting you. So think about one or more of these beings or groups of beings that you feel care about you. They wish you well, and see if you can allow yourself to have a growing sense of being cared about. It's helpful to appreciate that there are different aspects of being cared about, and any one of them counts. For example, where do you feel included? Or there's a sense of belonging. That's a kind of being cared about. Like a team at work, or you're part of a couple, or you have a friend, or maybe, you know, there's an organization you belong to. Or second, another aspect of being cared about is feeling seen, feeling understood, or at least the other person is trying to understand you. That too is a form of feeling cared about. And as you can, help yourself increasingly here to open to an experience of feeling cared about. In other words, in a skill that we will return to many, many times, let the idea of something open into an experience of that particular thing. In this case, feeling cared about. Third aspect of feeling cared about is feeling appreciated, respected, valued, others being grateful to you, or acknowledging your contribution. This too is a form of feeling cared about. A fourth aspect of feeling cared about is feeling liked. There's a friend who likes you. What's it like to feel liked? And of course, there could be feelings of being loved or cherished, the fifth aspect of feeling cared about. Now, as you open to and gently encourage
not with any kind of straining or any kind of clinging, but more of a kind of encouraging or an opening, a warming up. As you do this, it's natural for other thoughts to come up, or other feelings to come up, like feeling not so cared about, or cared about by the wrong people or in the wrong way. And as understandable as that is, though, see if you can bring your attention back to, opening to, and feeling warmed by a growing sense of being cared about. So I'll be quiet for about a minute now as you open to and kind of marinate in and really let sink into yourself a growing sense of feeling cared about. And now we'll move on to the second step in this practice, which, by the way, I've structured based somewhat on research on the neuroscience of compassion and social or emotions like feeling cared about. And we're warming up the circuitry, as it were, and also developing an embodied sense of this before we bring this stance of feeling cared about or the stance of being caring to yourself. So following this plan, now in the second step, see if you can bring to mind one or more beings that you care about. In particular, one or more beings that you have compassion for. Could be a friend, a child, a pet. Could be people near at home or far away. And you're aware of their difficulties, their pain, their losses, their struggles, their worries. And you're opening to and finding inside yourself the sincere wish that these beings not suffer. Typically, along with a warm-heartedness, a tender, supportive, sympathetic concern. You might have some sense of sadness or worry yourself about these other beings, and that's completely natural. And help the sense of compassion, the warm-hearted feelings, the supportiveness, the friendliness, in a sense, and especially the wish that these beings not suffer. See if you can help the compassion to be most prominent in your mind, even if there are other feelings present, such as sadness or worry or outrage, let's say, at what's happening to other people. You can strengthen the sense of compassion with maybe a hand on your heart or a hand on your cheek. You can also strengthen it with soft thoughts in the back of your mind, like, may you not suffer. Or something more specific, like, may you find work. May you not worry so much about the children. May your chemotherapy go well. So I'll be quiet for a minute or so as you explore the experience of compassion, opening to it in your body, and sensing that it's sinking into you. The compassion is spreading out inside you like water into a sponge. Know what it feels like to be compassionate. know what the attitude is like, the wish, the intention, the emotional aspects of compassion, and what it's like in your body. Know what compassion is like. And then, knowing what this stance, this attitude, this experience is like, in the third step here, apply it to yourself. You could have a sense of yourself outside of you, over there in some way, or you could have a sense of just what you feel inside. Be aware of your own challenges, some of your own difficulties, but in particular, help the compassion be most prominent. And explore what it's like to sincerely, without judgment or approval or disapproval, wish that you not suffer. Wish that your stress was less, your anxiety was less, your pain was less. You might, if you like, imagine yourself, in a sense, outside of you, with waves of compassion rippling out to that being over there, who happens to be you, who's dealing with difficulties like everybody is, challenges, and is having normal responses to them, normal reactions to them. Worry, irritation, frustration, poignant sadness, concern about others, whatever that might be. See if you can keep sending ripples, waves of good wishes, waves of concern, waves of support, waves of compassion to that being who happens to be you. As with other people, you can strengthen this compassion for yourself with a hand on your heart or a hand on your cheek. And you can strengthen it with soft thoughts in the back of your mind, perhaps a warm and gentle murmur. Thoughts like, may you not suffer. You could even use your own name. If I were doing this, it would be, Rick, may you not suffer. Or, may you not suffer, Rick. With or without using your name, you can even be more specific, such as, may I not get so stressed. Or, may this pain pass. May I feel better soon. You're not clinging to the result. It may be out of your control. It may or may not happen. But meanwhile, most sincerely, you're on your own side with a warmth and a care and a concern. May I find work. May I find true love. May my own chemotherapy go well. So I'll take a minute or so here as you explore compassion for yourself, for what you're dealing with these days. And if your mind wanders or you get sucked into the difficulties, try to come back to the compassion itself, as if there's a kind of wellspring of compassion in you that's rising and then rippling out and spreading out inside your mind and inside your body. And then, if you like, you can imagine younger versions of yourself dealing with challenges, difficulties, and suffering. For example, younger versions of your adult self, maybe a tough time at work or a situation that went badly, a relationship breakup, maybe a time you were treated badly by other people. And you can also go further back to when you were a young adult or teenager, grade schooler, even a young child, thinking about situations in your family or things that happened with other kids. Like, for example, me, I might visualize little Ricky a long time ago, skinny, young in school, picked last for sports teams, or things that happened when I was a young adult that were rejecting, or, you know, times of failure as an adult, or times of difficulty, or interpersonal troubles with other people. Whatever it might be for you, it's very powerful to imagine younger versions of yourself, or if you will, younger layers inside your own psyche, younger layers inside yourself, you know, that were suffering and in which there's still some sense of suffering still present. And take a little time here to send warmth and support and compassion and good wishes to these younger aspects of yourself. So I'll be quiet again for a minute or two here as you explore what it could be like to bring to mind previous times in your life that have been difficult for you and send compassion to the person who lived through those difficulties, or send compassion to those layers inside yourself that are still hurting inside. Not getting caught up in the story about what happened to those earlier versions of yourself. Mostly just radiating compassion. Waves, maybe a sense of an energy spreading out. You can visualize it as light. Maybe just a warmth, you know, a tender concern, a supportiveness for, you know, parts of yourself that have been in pain. You might imagine offering compassionate support or wisdom to those younger parts of yourself. Wordlessly or with words, words like, it really wasn't your fault, or there was more to it than you knew at the time. Or things really did turn out better. Or even, I love you, speaking to yourself. I wish you well. Honey, I know you're hurting. Ouch, that really hurts. And if you're communicating with, in some sense, younger layers of yourself, you can adjust how you're communicating to the age you were when things were hard. And as a kind of bonus, as we move to a finish here, as a kind of bonus, you can get a sense of receiving compassion. Because deep down in the emotional memory systems of the brain, they don't know what the source of an experience is. So you've been generating compassion for yourself, and you can kind of turn it around, if it's meaningful to you, to get a sense of receiving some of the compassion that's truly been coming your way? Letting the compassion land inside you, opening to it, the support, the warmth, the related factors that travel alongside compassion, letting those land inside you. What's it like to receive compassion? Okay, so start coming back. If your eyes have been closed, it's good to start opening them. Come on back. Know that you can come back to this practice again and again if you like. I think it's one of the more powerful practices I know, actually. And it's important to appreciate, as we move to an end here, that you don't have to be a saint or perfect somehow, to deserve self-compassion. As Leonard Cohen, the poet, writes and sings, he says, "Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. That's how the light gets in." We're all cracked. Others who are cracked need and deserve compassion, and ourselves also cracked. I'm cracked. We ourselves need and deserve compassion, including the compassion that we offer to ourselves. So may you be increasingly self-compassionate.
I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Remember, feel free to use this practice of self-compassion in everyday life. It's a good way to recenter if you're having a tough day. If you like this podcast, please consider subscribing to it. I'll have more content for you next week when we wrap up this month's theme of supporting yourself. Until then, be well.